not a woman who was welcome at Blighthead. On good days, she was simply ignored. On bad days, she was ridiculed and spat upon. But somehow, this woman found her way to Jesus as he was dining at the home of a Pharisee. She was so desperate to reach him that she risked the contempt of the other guests. Even Simon, the host of the party, was saying to himself that Jesus would have nothing to do with her if he only knew what kind of woman she was. But she didn't care what anyone thought or said. She knelt at Jesus' feet in love and repentance. And Jesus responded, as he always does, to those who come to him.
She smiling on the outside, but she's hurting on the inside. It's getting hard just living anymore. And the shadow she has clung to, painful things that she has been through, have left her feeling worthless more.
Son of the Most High got down on his knees and washed their dusty, grimy feet. I lay down my will so that your will can be done. Behold the Lamb. Pray for his disciples and pray for every soul that would be his. Behold him humbly submitting to his Father's will. Behold him preparing to glorify God as only he could.
Thank you.
tomorrow, Tuesday, the story would have been tragic. But early on Sunday morning, something happened that changed everything. The women who had come to anoint his body found the stone rolled away. Peter and John discovered the tomb empty. Mary came face to face with the risen Lord in the garden. The day was filled with wonder and excitement, and their sorrow was transformed into joy with the incredible news.
He's the one and unforgiven. Heaven's gates are open.
Thank you. glory of